Andy.
Just a moment.
Yes.
Mr. Bundy?
Yes, ma'am.
The president, just a moment.
Yeah, Mac.
Morning, Mr. President.
I'm sorry I didn't get to call you.
I just
back
wanted
morning.
To be sure that you were satisfied with those Debrinen papers. Cause
yeah,
if
I wasn't
changes.
Quite satisfied with that letter, though. We didn't point out to him in our letter that the provocation did not justify the remedy.
It's not in the letter?
No, it's not. And that was the most important part of the letter, telling him to quit goddamn it shooting down our planes.
We'll rewrite it and make sure that's.
Just say now, it just seems to us that when a man can't hear, can't see, and doesn't know where the hell he is,
that
you could surround him and tell him to come on down and land without shooting him down.
We'll do it.
And we don't kill your people just when we see them violate something, and we don't want you killing ours because. That's a thought I want to get over to him.
Yeah, I know you do, and I put it in the oral briefing, and I thought it was in the letter, and I'm stupid not to have got it right.
I thought you were writing my letters. I'm going to quit signing these letters, Khrushchev, if I don't have your confidence.
I did check it, and I meant to have this in there, and it's stupid that it's not, and I'll fix it.
Okay.
Now, Thompson is here, and I'm here, and we can come up a few minutes. There are one or two other things you may want to check out.
All right, I need to review it again. I've got 11:30 cancer on heart. What is that? That's a commission. It's now 12:15. I'm going to be running way late.
Well,
Argentine senator, so
are
y'all.
Are they still there?
No, I haven't got to either one of them yet.
Let me refix this paragraph, and I'll be back at you.
Okay.
Right.